As Jack stands at the threshold wondering what to do, let's look in on Claudine. Someone has spoken to her, but who? She stands in the street. All around her are stereoscopic images of people in Victorian dress. Women wearing long dresses with bustles, and men wearing top hats and ruffles. But nothing is solid. She can pass right through them.
Claudine,
where are you?
She reaches out her hand to touch someone, but they are like ghosts, made of swirling steam, made only of shadows and light.
What is it you want from me?
I want you to remember.
Remember what?
I was your friend.
When? When I was a child?
Yes.
Did we play together?
Of course.
Oh, did you ever exist?
Did you ever dream?
And now? Are you real?
Is there ever real?
Maybe not here. But where I am from, yes, there is.
I don't think so.
Are you ghosts? Or are you spirits captured by some strange photographic device?
What do you believe?
I'm asking you.
Do you believe in dreams?
Well, of course.
Well?
What?
Where are the words?
Which words?
The words we both can understand.
What are you saying? I don't know what words you want to hear.
There are no words.
Jack is standing in the open doorway inside the fourth tower. What he's seeing is empty space. And so he decides to be adventurous, to test his luck, to take a step out into space.
Well, here goes. It feels like there's something solid. What am I standing on? As far as I can see, just empty space. Let's try another step. Feels okay. And another. That one feels a little spongy. I'll try another. Yeah, definitely soggy. I think I'll turn around. Uh-oh, I'm starting to sink. Not good, not good. I'm not going to make it. I'm sinking. No, I'm not sinking. I'm falling.
Hey, you okay, man?
What?
We were waiting for you.
Oh, was I gone?
No, you were just standing here.
But you look like you were walking a tightrope and lost your balance.
Yeah. Well, that's what it felt like. So, what happened here?
I think we ran out of steam.
The furnace? That should have gone on for hours.
Maybe. But it gets so hot that it just shuts itself off?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, I'm ready to turn in.
Funny, I'm still awake.
I think we should all catch some sleep. We have another night to look forward to.
Later that afternoon, everyone is finally up and about.
You are all up to something. What have you been doing?
We've been dreaming.
Yeah, it's a sort of meditation.
What kind of meditation?
Well, a technique to awaken the imagination.
It's a kind of a exploration into what is and what isn't.
Are we talking about the nature of reality?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. It's a favorite subject of mine.
What is reality, Sanford?
Claudine, reality simply is. There is no way to say what it is. It is beginningless and endless.
Then how can we, who have a beginning and an end, ever know something that is beginningless and endless?
We cannot.
So you are saying reality and our mind can never meet.
That's right. Because our mind exists in time.
The mind is time.
Exactly.
Because it exists in the past and future.
Time consists of only two tenses, past and future.
And the present?
The present is not part of time. It is part of eternity.
Are you saying our mind is never found in the present?
Our mind is always wavering toward the past or the future. It moves into that which is not, or that which is not yet. And so it dreams.
Then we can never understand reality.
No, never. Not if you remain in your mind.
The key is no mind.
Exactly. The door to reality is no mind.
We can't explain it, we can't understand it, because to do so, we'd have to use our mind.
True understanding is not of the mind.
So, Claudine, to really understand reality, I guess you'll have to lose your mind.
Precisely.
But who is willing to pay that price?
Your mind will convince you that all is measurable, fathomable, knowable. But the unknowable, that is sacred.
The unknowable is sacred.
Trying to understand reality through your mind is a waste of your time. It's far better to sit in silence and simply enjoy the sunset.
You make it sound so simple and so impossible.
Claudine, never pass up an opportunity to drop the mind.
But I like to use my mind.
Your mind is a beautiful instrument, if you know how to be a no mind, too.
Maybe no mind, another word for meditation.
It may be.
So, Claudine, are you going to tell Sanford about our steamy dreaming?
I see no reason to keep it a secret.
What do you think, Mojo?
Well, he's going to want to join in. And that's going to change things.
I'll stay with Sanford.
Uh-huh. Are you going to hold his hand?
I don't think that's necessary.
You okay with that, Mojo?
I'm cool.
So, Art, how's our coal supply holding up?
Well, this monster sure eats it up.
Do I need to call King Cole?
I think we're fine. You're going to get a lot of steam.
Well, I think we're all set. Everyone ready for some steamy dreams?
As I understand this from what Claudine has described, it's rather like daydreaming.
That's close.
Are you saying it isn't?
We haven't figured it out.
Are there dangers I should be aware of?
Just don't take it seriously.
Then is it a game?
If it is, no one knows the rules.
Oh, here she is.
Are you ready?
I'm looking forward to this.
Jack, you think Sanford's going to fit inside that narrow wall?
Maybe a little snug.
What are you two up to?
Do you have a hat pin?
Why?
And if Sanford gets stuck, you can give him a little jab.
Oh, very funny, Jack.
Sanford White is a rather sizable, rotund man. And Jack is right. The walls of Inverness are a tight squeeze. In fact, Sanford does get stuck, and more than once. But by sucking in his breath, tucking in his tummy, he finally squeezes into that strange tiled room they call Steam Dreams.
Well, that was a tight squeeze.
Are you all right?
I think so. And where is the projector?
It's in here. I'm getting it up to speed.
I want to see that machine.
Claudine, you're going to stay with him?
I said I would.
You know, none of us know what we're doing.
Why? Do you think it's dangerous?
I wish I knew.
Well, Sanford is a big boy.
You got that right.
What an extraordinary apparatus. What do you call it?
Well, actually, it's a stereo steamoscope.
Excellent.
Mojo calls it the Cabinet of Ultimate Illusion.
Ah. A fellow magician.
Did you see the glass plates inside the projector?
Yes. When Mojo released the steam, they began to spin.
It can project a three-dimensional image.
Yeah, it's like a hologram. You can move about within it.
We're getting up to speed.
The photographic image is the matrix, what we start with. The rest appears to be shaped by how we interact with it.
It's like daydreaming.
Is it the steam that activates the dreams?
Well, it certainly relaxes you and frees your imagination.
Am I now seeing a village? Or is that a city?
Sanford, why don't you sit down? I'll point things out so you can get acquainted.
This is intriguing.
We got us a full head of steam now.
Mojo, are you going back aboard the Zeppelin?
Well, I don't know if there's any more to do up there, but the view is nice.
What do you see?
Well, it's the same down here, except that I'm way up there.
Can you see the countryside?
No. You get to the edge of the city and it gets fuzzy. It's like when that's all the lens could capture. Are you going back up in the tower?
If it's still there, yeah.
You know, you're stepping into a place where physically, you're probably going to be okay. Mentally, you better stay cool.
You think there's something sinister going on here?
It may be just a game.
Oh, you mean like some sort of Victorian evening's entertainment?
maybe a little more than that.
I'll see you later.
If you need any help, just yell. Now, let's see what I'm going to see. Yeah, that Zeppelin is still up there. That's one thing you can count on. Nothing moves around here. It's like that projector has got a clock built in, and after a certain time, it inserts a new slide with a new image that appears on top of what's already here. Just something new for my imagination to play with.
Meanwhile, Claudine is attempting to help Sanford White settle down, get comfortable with this city built of shadows and swirling steam.
Is it always so out of focus?
When you relax, things will become more distinct.
You saw people. I see no one.
Mojo has a technique. You stop, take three conscious breaths, and then smile.
I still don't see anyone.
Give it time. They will appear.
Jack is once again standing before a holographic photo, or as Mojo calls it, a stemioscopic projection of the Inverness Mansion.
There it is again, calling me back to the fourth tower. Why? Why am I the chosen one? Is there something here that I'm supposed to get, but I never do? Well, speaking of getting, I better get going. Back up into the fourth tower of Inverness.
Meanwhile, Mojo has slipped into the lounge of the Great Zeppelin. The party is continuing where he left it last time. Even though no one moves, he hears or imagines voices. And now and then, he breathes in the scent of a cigarette or an exotic perfume. Mojo sits down at the piano.
Man, I like it up here. It's like playing in a cocktail lounge on a cruise ship. Like being in an old movie that isn't moving. But the more time I spend up here, the more solid it feels. It's becoming a place that I don't want to leave. Except like all things in life, one day, you're gonna run out of steam. And like all highs, you just keep coming on back down.
Why am I doing this? Why don't I just let it be? Why do I always feel there's something else out there? Something that's just beyond my grasp. And if I actually do get my hands on it, then I start looking for the next thing that's just out of reach. Here I am again, opening yet another door. Nothing. No, wait. There is something. Or am I imagining it? Maybe it's all coming from me, like just about everything else in my life. I feel like I've gone far beyond that old photographic image of Inverness, wandering into a land that doesn't exist except in my own mind. But still, from what I can see, there's something out there. And it's not quite human.
I'm going to check out the cockpit. See who's flying this thing. Maybe meet the captain. Hey, how you doing? Give me five. I didn't realize they have more than one deck on this Zeppelin. There's a bar, a dining room. There's sleeping quarters, a lounge. It's like a flying hotel. The control panel. There's a lot of dials. Big wooden wheel, like on a ship. Must have been fun to stand here looking out the windows and staring this thing. Maybe I'll brush up on how to fly a Zeppelin. There's probably a video of it somewhere.
Mojo leaves the cockpit. He passes through the ship on his way back to the lounge, and then he notices that something isn't quite the same.
Was that woman in red standing over there? Was she holding a drink? And that man with the cigar, did he have it in his hand and now he has it in his mouth? When I turn my back, are they doing a quick shuffle? Something's not the same. Maybe if I don't move, maybe if I act like one of them.
While Mojo stands perfectly still, waiting to see what will happen next or if anything will happen, let's see how Claudine and Sanford White are getting along.
Who are you talking to, Claudine?
She speaks to me.
The people I'm seeing are merely projections of light. If you are hearing someone, then surely you are imagining it.
No, I'm not.
Then maybe you are experiencing an auditory illusion.
Sanford, leave it alone. As Mojo would say, relax, be cool.